Thank you for standing by. This is the conference operator. Welcome to the Solar Flow-Through Funds Investor Update Call. Please note that certain statements made on this call may be forward-looking and subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties. Such statements may involve management's beliefs and opinions, and listeners are cautioned to not rely upon these statements as guarantees of future events, performance, or outcomes. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode, and the conference is being recorded. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To join the question queue over the phone, you may press star, then one on your telephone keypad. To ask a question on the webcast platform, you may type it in the Ask a Question box at the bottom left side of the page and hit Submit. Only the panelists will be able to see your questions. Should you need assistance during the conference call, you may signal an operator by pressing star and zero. I would now like to turn the conference over to Matt Wainwright, President and CEO. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and thank you for making the time for our second investor call. We'll continue to have these investor calls on a quarterly basis going forward. My name is Matt Wainwright, President and CEO of Solar Flow-Through Funds. Joining me on the call today are Fred Chung, our CFO, John Kozak, Vice President, and Franklin Wong, Principal. We will be providing an update on our operations and plans for a public listing of the Solar Flow-Through Limited Partnerships. This will be followed by a question and answer session, which will be open to all of our listeners. Solar Flow-Through is currently comprised of 9 limited partnerships that started in 2012. That hold an economic interest in 73 operating solar project sites under Ontario's Feed-in Tariff Program, or FIT. As mentioned in our last call on July 5, 2018, the Progressive Conservative Party canceled the FIT program. As a result, Solar Flow-Through experienced a significant setback with the cancellation of over 200 FIT contracts that were previously awarded to Solar Flow-Through by Ontario's Independent Electricity System Operator, or the IESO. Under the terms of the FIT contract, when the IESO terminates a FIT contract, the IESO is obligated to reimburse the contract holder for certain costs incurred from the date that the IESO awarded the FIT contract to the date that the IESO canceled the FIT contract. These costs are referred to as pre-construction development costs, or PCDCs for short. Solar Flow-Through applied to recover the PCDC amounts in 2019. The total amount of the submission for PCDC reimbursement is approximately $35 million. At present, the IESO has reimbursed Solar Flow-Through for only one of the canceled FIT contracts, and over 200 FIT contracts remain under review by the IESO and their auditor. Despite the IESO stating there is no deadline for reimbursement, management continues to work diligently to pursue reimbursement of the PCDC that is owed by the IESO. In addition to waiting for the reimbursement of the PCDC, management believes the IESO and the Ontario government have illegally terminated the FIT contracts, and as such, we have filed 2 lawsuits against the IESO and the Minister of Energy. The first claim for approximately $308 million is premised predominantly on misfeasance of public office. The second lawsuit is regarding the authority of the government to have issued the ministerial directive to terminate the contracts. The claim is for approximately $337 million. We have also commenced a third lawsuit for $15 million with regards to the IESO's termination of 6 FIT contracts as a result of the IESO's improper denial of force majeures. The law firms we are using for 2 of the 3 of these claims are operating on a full contingency fee basis, which means the law firms get paid only if they recover a settlement. There is no upfront cost to Solar Flow-Through. Franklin Wong will provide an update on our operating portfolio, and Mr. John Kozak will provide an update on our public listing and growth plans for Solar Flow-Through. But first, Fred Chung will go over the financial highlights and updates. Fred,
Thank you, Matt. I would also like to welcome and thank everyone for joining this call. It's certainly been a productive year on our finance initiatives to streamline our financial reporting, as our operating portfolio is now fully built out and we are getting ready for the public listing. I will start with providing an update on our financial reporting and audit status. In reviewing with our accounting advisors, we may be able to combine the 9 sets of financial statements into one based on an accounting concept known as continuity of interest, which is when there is common control across the limited partnerships held by the same party being the general partner in this case. As a result, a key change in the reporting of our financial statements would be to report one set of audited financial statements for a combined entity instead of 9 separate audited financial statements for each limited partnership starting for fiscal year 2020. This would result in significant organizational savings and operational efficiencies by cutting down the cost of audits by several hundreds of thousands of dollars and completing the audit within weeks as opposed to what took many months in the past. Further, in contemplation of an initial public offering, this is the most suitable accounting policy to account for the eventual business combination and formation of the listed entity, as we can more easily account for the assets and liabilities using existing carrying values instead of at fair value, which would have added significant complexity, time, and possibly goodwill. It should be noted that the audited financial statements for this combined limited partnership for fiscal year 2020 would be strictly prepared for reporting purposes only. This would not change the legal form or tax structure for each individual limited partnership, or how any of the legal reorganizational steps are required for the public listing. However, this one set of audited financial statements would meet the listing requirements for 2 years of audited statements. However, we are still reviewing this continuity of interest accounting position for a combined limited partnership with our accounting advisors and auditor. There may be a possibility that the 2013 limited partnership is a standalone audit in combination to a combined audit for the remaining 8 limited partnerships. Management's preference and objective are to perform the one combined LP audit for the 9 limited partnerships, but we may indeed have 2 audits for fiscal year 2020. If we require 2 audits, this may be completed by the end of September. Otherwise, the one combined LP audit may be completed by the end of August. Another change is that we have appointed Grant Thornton as our new auditor to provide the audit opinion for fiscal year 2020, but we have retained our predecessor auditor, KPMG, as our accounting advisor. Due to KPMG's staffing limitations over the summer, we were pleased to have selected Grant Thornton as our auditor. Having drafted the combined financial statements for fiscal year 2020, we have updated financial figures to share. Total capital raise is over $150 million since 2012, of which $68 million is investment from the limited partners, with the remaining $82 million being project debt financing to build, own, and operate the 73 solar project sites. As of today, total cash on hand is $5 million, debt outstanding is $65 million, and solar project hard assets is $84 million. With the last FIT solar project reaching commercial operation this past December, the company is now generating gross annual revenues of $10 million. On a go-forward basis, adjusted EBITDA is about $3 million, which includes an adjustment to exclude the non-cash mark-to-market fair value adjustment for the interest rate swaps that were entered into to convert our floating rate debt to a fixed rate. As we look ahead to the go-public transaction, we are currently in progress of completing the valuation report for the limited partnerships by the end of August. At that time, we can provide unrealized financial guidance on the expected return to the investors' at-risk capital for each limited partnership. Franklin Wong will now present a summary of our operating portfolio.
Thank you, Fred. As Matt mentioned, we have 73 solar projects operating throughout Ontario. 49 of the projects are on commercial rooftops and 24 are ground mount projects in rural communities on land that would otherwise be unused. The projects totaling 29 megawatts in size are made up of over 85,000 solar panels and generate approximately 32 megawatt hours of renewable electricity over the past 12 months. This is enough electricity to power approximately 2,900 households each year. Operational efficiency. In Q1 2021, the portfolio achieved 94% of the expected generation based on weather corrections. Rooftops were 96% and ground mounts were 92%. This lower than expected generation was mainly due to periods of snow cover on the solar panels, which results in no power being generated, and one ground mount project being out due to a transformer issue. In Q2 2021, the rooftop and ground mount portfolio achieved 105% of the expected generation based on weather corrections. This overachievement can be attributed to several reasons, including all projects being operational, panels being cleaned, as well as the cleanliness and alignment of the irradiant sensor on each project. Overall, the 2021 year-to-date has the entire portfolio of projects producing 101% of the expected generation based on weather corrections. I will now ask John Kozak to go over our plans for the public listing. Thank you.
Thanks for that update, Franklin. We continue to make progress on our public listing from our last investor call in June. Management are pursuing the public listing as we believe this will maximize value and provide ongoing liquidity to the investors in a tax-effective manner. There are a number of critical path items to the public listing, including completion of the valuation report for the purpose of evaluating Solar Flow-Through's business, consolidating the 9 Solar Flow-Through limited partnerships into one limited partnership, completion of 2021 year-end audited statements for the combined limited partnership, exchange approval for a listing, and regulatory approval for a listing. The valuation report is being prepared by Evans & Evans, a chartered business valuator based in Vancouver. Solar Flow-Through's business will be valued to determine each limited partnership's in the management company's respective economic interest in the operating projects and the PCDC reimbursements. This in turn will determine each limited partner's and management's resulting holdings in the combined limited partnership and ultimately the new corporation for the public listing. Any value for the legal claims and the partner's interest in the legal claims will be treated separately, and I'll explain this later. The valuation report is expected to be finalized this month. In September, and after the revaluation report has been completed, management will begin the reorganization of Solar Flow-Through, which will result in the 9 limited partnerships being combined into one limited partnership. All assets and liabilities of 8 limited partnerships will be transferred to the one remaining limited partnership. An information circular outlining the reorganization steps, the resulting limited partnership, and the ownership in the resulting limited partnership will be provided to the limited partners next month for their review and approval at a special general meeting. As part of the reorganization, which is intended to occur in October, limited partners will receive units in the combined limited partnership in exchange for their units held in their current limited partnerships. The number of units received by each limited partner in the combined limited partnership will be determined based on their ownership in their current limited partnership together with the valuation report. The valuation report will be based on the value of the operating projects and the PCDC reimbursements, but as mentioned, does not attribute any value to any amounts that may result from the legal claims. To account for the legal claims, partners will receive special tracking units for their respective interest in the legal claims, in addition to receiving their regular units in the combined limited partnership for their interest in the operating projects and PCDC reimbursements. As part of the reorganization, the 9 general partners and 9 management companies will also be consolidated into 1 general partner and 1 management company, respectively. Upon combination of the 9 limited partnerships into 1 remaining limited partnership, the other 8 limited partnerships, general partners, and management companies will be dissolved. As Fred has mentioned, with respect to the fiscal 2020 year-end audit, we may have 1 audit for the 9 limited partnerships on a combined basis, or we may have 2 audits for the 2013 limited partnership and another for the remaining 8 limited partnerships on a combined basis. The consolidated audited statements for 2020 year-end are necessary to provide comparative statements for the upcoming 2021 year-end audit, which is a requirement for the public listing. The 2020 year-end statements are intended to be completed in the coming months. The 2021 year-end audited statements are intended to be completed by the end of the first quarter of 2022. In the first half of 2022, Solar Flow-Through will convert the consolidated limited partnership into a corporation, and the remaining combined limited partnership will be dissolved. The partners for the combined limited partnership will receive common shares in the corporation in exchange for their regular units in the limited partnership. The partners will also receive a special class of convertible shares in the corporation in exchange for their special tracking units with respect to their interest in the legal claims. The holders of these convertible shares will be able to convert their convertible shares into common shares of the public company at a rate to be determined and based on the final dollar amounts received for each of the legal claims. Additionally, management have not been paid management fees and have been accruing these amounts. Management will receive shares in the new company in lieu of the management fees owing. Upon conversion of the combined limited partnership into a corporation and the completion of the 2021 audited statements, the corporation will seek approval from the securities regulators and the stock exchange for a public listing. A prospectus and a listing statement will be necessary to obtain these approvals. At this time, management expect that the reorganization and public listing will be transacted in such a way to allow the partners to defer any taxes as part of the transaction. We'll continue to provide updates on the reorganization and the public listing over the next few quarters. With respect to our growth plans, as mentioned during our last investor call, the key areas regarding our growth include the following. We're in discussions with solar developers for the purpose of acquiring their development pipelines, which we would further develop and build out. Management are also looking to acquire operating renewable energy assets to increase cash flow. Government programs and funding for renewable energy have been emerging across North America, and we'll look to take advantage of these programs. Finally, we'll be investigating opportunities to develop other renewable energy technologies in addition to solar. Thank you again, and back to Matt now.
Thanks, John. From the start, Solar Flow-Through's investment objectives have been to provide investors with favorable income tax benefits upfront, followed by steady income through distributions. We will continue to fund investments in a tax-efficient manner for investors, including the issuance of flow-through shares where applicable. As mentioned in our last investor call, the termination of our FIT contracts prevented us from building out our entire portfolio, which would have provided sufficient cash flow for distributions to all of the limited partnerships. In order to build up working capital and fund the public listing expense, we stopped paying distributions for the limited partnerships at the end of the first quarter of this year. After the public listing, as we continue to grow our portfolio of operating projects, whereby we are generating sufficient cash flows, management intends to provide distributions to the shareholders. That's the end of the formal update, and we will now proceed with our Q&A. Operator, please proceed with the first question.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. To join the question queue, you may press star, then one on your telephone keypad. You will hear a tone acknowledging your request. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing any keys. To withdraw your question, please press star, then two. To ask a question on the webcast platform, you may type it in the Ask a Question box at the bottom left side of the page and hit Submit. Only the panelists will be able to see your questions. We will pause for a moment as callers join the queue. Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then one. There are currently no questions on the phone lines, and I would like to turn it back to Solar Flow Through Management for any webcast questions.
Hi, it's Matt, and I'm just looking through the webcast questions. So we see the first one. Some time ago, you said that if the judge accepts that your case can go forward, then the government will likely negotiate. Has that judgment occurred? So the term is actually what we were doing is seeking leave. So the first part of that is we haven't heard back from our counsel with regards to whether we've been granted leave or not. And that's the component where you said if the judge grants it. And what they're doing is they're granting us access to go to court. And where we came into, I think the comment is also mentioned that the government would then negotiate. It's not so much that that's a guarantee, that just because we've been granted leave and we are now allowed to go ahead with the lawsuit, that the government would just negotiate. It's, and this is coming from our counsel, it's what we've heard from them, that at least the government then knows the case is going ahead, and that's their opportunity, if they wish, to negotiate a settlement. Of course, at any time, they can negotiate right up to the courthouse steps. So I hope that answers it. Feel free.
Matt,
John, go ahead if you have any comments on that.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for that question, James. Be a little more precise. We haven't formally sought leave from the courts at this point. Our counsel has submitted a number of additional freedom of information requests with the province of Ontario and specifically with the ministry with respect to the transition period, which is when the incoming or transition team for the Progressive Conservative Party was meeting with the ministry and the electricity regulator, the AESO. So they're waiting to receive the documents from the Freedom of Information request. The guidance we were given from the folks at the FOI were late August or September to get those documents. So our counsel wanted to review those documents before going ahead and formally seeking leave from the courts. So once we have those documents, counsel will go over them and then proceed with the formal process of seeking leave. And again, there's the three criteria for obtaining leave from the courts. One is that the claim isn't frivolous. Two is that it's not malicious. And three is that it has a likelihood of succeeding. So based on the fact of, or based on receiving leave on those three criteria, then I think that's where the statement and the government will be more likely to negotiate after we have obtained leave. So hopefully that helps, James.
Thanks, John. Hopefully that answers the question in more detail, and if not, just reissue the question again. Happy to go through it. And then we have a question, Rory. Thanks, Rory. What do the accrued management fees that would be paid in shares equate to, and at what price will the shares be issued at? Those are two components that Fred's working on right now. I'm going to pass it over to Fred. I'm not sure if we have all that information right on hand, but Fred, do you have any comments on this?
Yeah, thanks, Matt. So we are currently working on the valuation report with our CBD, and that will be done by the end of this month. So when we have our next investor call in about a month, we can provide better guidance on this one. But at this time, it would be difficult for us to give any financial guidance on what the management fees and the share may be.
Thanks, Rory. Rory, feel free to call us or even fine-tune the question, but at this point, it's they're just going through it all right now, actually, because it's been years and years. And I remember, Rory, when we were in your office many years ago with Franklin and I, so it gives you an idea of how far back it goes that we've accrued them. There's been no fees paid. The next question is from Daniel. Advisors were told us that cash flow was guaranteed by the government of Ontario, and subsequently this fell apart. Is there any consideration to give some kind of value to lost income? I'm a former advisor. When you talk about cash flow was guaranteed by the government, that's, we always reverted that to meaning the FIT contracts, and of course there's no guarantees in life, and we see that. But with regards to the contracts in place that weren't canceled, the income continues, and we're north of about $10 million, I think. Those numbers were up earlier, so that income continues as it should. It's regarding the contracts that were canceled. So because the contracts were canceled, no sites were billed, thus there's no income. That's where the two lawsuits come into play. Separately was the third lawsuit that we mentioned, which is the force majeure. That's a separate issue, I think, compared to what you're talking about here. So we are looking for consideration to get, as you mentioned there, to get some kind of value to the lost income of the contracts that they canceled, and in our belief, canceled illegally. I'm not sure if this is pertaining to it, but the contracts that were canceled, some of them were entitled to PCDC recovery, and that's about $35 million. So Fred and his team have filed for all of our accounts a total of $35 million that we're expecting. We've been expecting that for a while. The IESO is going over the numbers with the independent third-party accounting firm. And so as they go back and forth between the accounting firm and the IESO, they'll come back to us with more and more questions. And as we answer those questions and they're satisfied, then we're entitled to whatever we applied for per contract. And total is about $35 million. I hope that answers that one, Daniel, for you. If not, call us on the phone if you wish, or send another email. I don't see any other questions. I'm looking at the staff here in our boardroom, and I don't see any other questions. John, do you see any other questions in your room?
No, I don't, Matt. I think that's it for now.
Okay. Well, we're having these meetings quarterly. We appreciate everybody's time. In the meantime, if you want more information a little sooner, a little more updated, feel free to contact us. The process is continuing. We will get the company listed. It's just a process. So we want to thank everybody for their time today. And we appreciate your interest and hanging in there with us for this length of time. Some of your questions I've seen from people that have been with us for a very long time. Anyways, I think that's it. John, anything from your side of the office?
No, just thank you to everyone who participated in the call today. And we're very excited about our growth plans and some of the mergers and acquisitions and go forward as far as the listing and generally. So thank you again.
Yes. Great. Thanks, John. Thanks, everyone. We'll be ending the call. Operator, thank you for assembling the call.
Thank you. This concludes today's conference call. You may disconnect your lines. Thank you for participating and have a pleasant day.